for Moraville, Friday, August 21st, 2009. On microphone, Marlanka. In studio, Chloe, David, Miriam, and Yahalom. The weather forecast. There's a chance of rain and thunderstorms continuing throughout the week. Temperature range 26 to 31 degrees with winds south to southwesterly 25 to 28 kilometers per hour. Here comes an interview with Tibetan Aurovillian Kalsang talking about the connection between Tibet and Auroville. Can you say something about that special kind of feeling that there is between Tibetans and Aurovillians?
I can feel it. There is a very strong relation with, Tibet and Auroville from the beginning, since from 1970s, there was mother herself has accepted some Tibetan students. So there is a very strong connection with Auroville and Tibet. And if you go back in 93, when His Holiness visited when he came to lay the foundation stone for the pavilion of Tibetan culture, in that interview you can see that how much he appreciated on Auroville, no?
The Tibetan pavilion hosts art exhibits, different workshops. What role do you see the Tibetan pavilion playing for Auroville in the future, particularly with the youth?
To unite, unity, Tibetan pavilion is a place where youth coming from everywhere and to learn something all together, mutual understanding, you call it, or you call it respect, or you call it, I feel it's like a place where many people can be gathered, like for the 31st December, every year when we do this 4,000 of oil lamp meditation.
For New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. Everybody asks us, oh my God, it was not difficult. You know, like when everything what you do, there is, you need to have a little bit of, physical, effort. But at the end of the thing, you're never tired. Because it's I call it, maybe it's a blessing or the touch that people have felt. I feel that personally now, this is Kelsang speaking, okay? For me, Tibetan Pavilion should be a place where anybody can come, like whenever they, it's not like you don't feel like, is it okay to go there or not? I would like to ask people, just come, you know, like
be welcome. Well Papers, Well Cafe and Svedam community has created another event for all to enjoy, this time a festival featuring traditional Arabic food, Arabic music, plus dancing to music of DJ Jesse. That's tomorrow, Saturday, August 22nd. On Sunday, August 23rd, is the celebration of the birthday of Ganesh, India's beloved elephant-headed god, which takes place this year at a Ganesh temple near the community of Promes, beginning at 9 a.m. There will be the singing of bhajans, devotional songs, accompanied by flute music. Ganesh is said to bestow his presence on earth for all his devotees on this auspicious day, which is celebrated all over India. Pitanga Hall in Samasti community, the site of concerts of music and dance, as well as various classes and workshops, offers a Western classical music recital on Sunday, 23rd at 5:30 p.m., Auroville musicians Pushkar on piano and Ladislav on violin will perform pieces from Beethoven, Punani, Kreisler, and Piazzolla. Thought for today, for clarity, for making choices, for peace and healing. These can only occur when the mind is quiet, still, and calm. The news is a reflection in the lives of Aurovillians. For further information, please contact AurovilleRadio.org, and thanks for listening.